You are now tuned in to the Uncle Tom Show.
Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga.
My name is
still nigga.
Political correctness is ruining our country. And according to recent statistics, every female in Hollywood has been sexually assaulted. What up, gang? You are tuned into the Uncle Tom Show. I am your resident house Negro. Hashtag Uncle Tom Show. Uncle Tom Show, wherever fine podcasts can be heard, as well as YouTube. Political correctness is turning our country into a nation of pussies. In 50 years, everyone that comes into this world will have a vagina. It's getting out of hand. I went to a Christmas parade today, and that's what brought this rant, this show on. That's what pissed me off. That's what took me out of the holiday spirit. And here's the killer, guys. When I go to the Christmas parade is what puts me in the holiday spirit. But not today. Oh, not today, gang. So, you know, we pack our blankets, you know, we have our drinks, you know, we have some alcohol and stuff like that. You know, we have our drinks, so we're doing our thing at the parade. It's a fun thing. We look forward to it every year. Me and my chick, you know, sometime my son comes along. He had to work this year, so he couldn't go. But anyway. Every year, ever since I was a kid, ever since I could remember, my favorite part of the Christmas parade, now called the holiday parade, was the dancing horses. Oh man, I love the dancing horses. If you guys have ever been to a Christmas parade or something similar, you've seen dancing horses. A lot of the time it's Latinos and then like they have the hat and stuff like that, and their horses are dancing to the mariachi music or whatever's playing in the background, and the horses do cool little tricks and stuff like that. Oh man, ever since I was a kid, I used to love those dancing horses. Every year I'd look forward to seeing those dancing horses, including this year. So, get to the parade, sit through the parade, you know, all the boring-ass bands, all the horrible cheerleaders. And then Santa Claus appears out of nowhere. Santa Claus, happy fat ass, appears from nowhere. And Santa Claus is usually the encore, the last, you know, float that you see. Oh my God, Santa Claus, and all the kids get excited. When I saw Santa Claus, I wasn't excited. You know why? Because I hadn't seen my horses yet. There was no shit on the floor. Every year, when my son and I were younger, we'd go to the parade, and horses, you know, would take a big pile of dump just in the middle of the road. You know what I'm talking about. And it prayed the horses shit as they're walking and there's Christmas music. And me and my son's favorite games was, oh, who's going to step in the horse poop? Because there was always one kid, there was always one person that stepped in the horse poop. Some random guy fucking playing the flute. God damn it. Then you see him look down, and then his friend laughs at him, and they keep walking, and he's like, he's wiping a horse shit off of his shoe as they're strolling down 2nd Street in Downey. That's right, I put the city out there. Me and my son would play that every year, and it was so much fun, gang. So much fun. There was no horse poop this year. Because there were no dancing horses. So, of course, my inquiring mind, I start asking questions to random people around me. No horses this year. What happened? And then a couple people had no idea. They were like, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God, I missed the horses. The horses, the horses. What happened to the horses? Then I came across one very reputable source at this parade. And he shared with me that the horses weren't approved this year. Why, you ask? The horses weren't approved because somebody complained about how the horses were being treated. Possibly treated. And there was a one certain thing that the horse did where he would like dance, and then he would go up to a little kid and the horse would bow. Like the horse would literally bow, and like his hoof would bow, and it was the cutest thing ever. It was like the horse was like, if the horse had a hat on, you could picture the horse like taking his hat off and bowing. It was really fucking cool. It was like the encore of my fucking Christmas parade every year. Yeah. Someone complained that particular move as well was damaging the horse's hooves or some stupid shit like that. Down in California, I know you don't care, but I will never be attending another Christmas parade, holiday parade, in your town that I love. I guarantee more people at that parade wanted to see the horses than complained about. I bet it was probably two or three little bitches who complained. And if you're listening and watching this right now, and I'm posting this in all the Downey sites, I'm fucking making this go. I'm posting this everywhere in Downey. I want them to know how unhappy I am with their decision to take out the horses because a few pussies complained. This is making me consider not even spending money in your town, Downey. And I spend a lot of money in your town. I eat at a lot of restaurants in your town. I frequent a lot of the stores in that city. I considered buying a house just 6 months ago in that town. Kind of glad I didn't. It was very disappointing to me, Downey, and shame on you for letting a few bitches, pussies, complain. Shame on you, Downey, California. You should be ashamed of yourself. Now go sit in the corner with the rest of the crybaby little bitches. Because I bet in Southgate they're going to have the fucking horses. I bet you in Pico Rivera they'll have them. I bet in Whittier they'll have them. So guess where I'll be going next year, Downey? I'm no longer coming to your parade. I'm no longer buying your $4 nachos and your $1 sodas to support the local business. Guess who is never coming to the Downey Parade again? Me. And you probably don't care. Hell, I don't care if you care. Just know that I know there are more people out there like me. And more people wanted to see the horses today, and they were disappointed. And they went home, and there were no fucking horses to see. Oh, Dusty, you're tripping over horses. You're goddamn right I'm tripping over horses. Because it's the idea that just a few people who complain could fucking control the majority of the shit and ruin the holiday that I fucking love. Just one more notch, just every year, it's something else with these fucking political correct pussies out there that are just ruining my holiday. It's just one thing every fucking year. And it started out when I was a kid where you couldn't say Merry Christmas. You had to say Happy Holiday. Fuck you. It's Christmas. Merry fucking Christmas, everyone.
That was me and BK on Atlantic. Never looked both ways, ran in traffic. Pops went away, but I stayed vagrant. Place where the steel and cement became nature. Look what you did with the place, it looks gorgeous. Cityscape with a flood of good men courses. And the dreamers of bull trapped in porcelain. Take a knee to the gods and get horseshit. Wanna live with a thrill, they'll arrange it. Got a bevy of imps to spit hatred. Shit'll get in your head and cause panic. Have you desperately begging to get famous. Get your dignity dirty and left orphaned. Sanity on the fringe of distorted. Who are they to just take shit and hoard it? Who am I that I don't get my portion? The most impressionable minds get molested and informed by manipulating forces. Don't fret, little man, don't cry. They can never take the energy inside you were born with. Knowing that, understand you can never be poor. You already won the war, you were born rich. You can only take the energy you had. Going back to the ground where the home of your lord is. Whoever, whatever that lord is. Couldn't give a fuck if you ever made fortunes. Fuck anyone ever trying to run that pump shit. Send it to the flames where the orcs live. Him and the lost minds thinking they're smarter than us. Don't understand love's important. And we can weaponize that, bring it back to the truth where the ashes and dust got formed in.
That's the last you'll be hearing from me, Downey. I know there are others out there who are pissed off at that. Come to think of it, that fucking parade is... You know what? Now that I think about it, that parade is boring anyway. Let's be honest. That parade is whack now because they got rid of all the good... I don't know why the good people don't come anymore. There was three black groups that I always looked forward to. I forgot where they were from. I know one was from Compton. I forgot where the other one was from. But they would come and they would fucking boom, 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 boom. And everybody got hype. And you could hear it from two blocks down. And they were fucking going crazy, just doing their thing. And that was one of the highlights as well. Nope, I don't see that anymore in Downey. They got rid of that last year. That was one thing I was looking forward to last year. But it's still last year I had my horses. But I didn't have the black groups who fucking boom, boom, boom. That should be going down. This shit sounds so good. You can hear him. But I bet someone complained that they were fucking probably, they were overachievers and they were making all the other whack-ass cheerleaders look bad. That parade this year, Downey, was the most boring Christmas parade I ever went to. And you guys should be ashamed to even call it a Christmas parade. With those two boring announcers. I always sit by the announce where they announce all the stuff, and they I think they have this guy every year, but you guys need to get rid of him. Get somebody else in there, okay? He's crappy. He's not even funny. He comes up with these 1950s stupid jokes, him and whoever the chick is sitting next to him. Because they can't offend anyone. They had a Native American group there this year. I guarantee they will not be there this year because someone will complain. I was shocked to see the Native American group, and honestly, they were probably the best segment of the whole parade, in my opinion. They were dressed in their traditional costume garb, whatever that they wear, and it was really cool. But the Downey Parade is shitty now, and I will never be going back because you took away my dancing horses. Garrick, great point. Garrick says, when it's all said and done, some of the people who complain need to be told no. Yes, you are so right. When it's all said and done, some of the people who complain need to be told no. No, shut up. We're not getting rid of the dancing horses just because you don't like them. No, shut up, please. Bye, everyone. Let's take a poll like we do in a true democracy. Let's take a poll in Downey. I bet you if you went house to house or you just asked the regular resident of Downey if they want to watch the dancing horses and they care that they kneel a certain way, those fucking horses probably eat better than me, you, and half of the people in Downey. So don't worry about those damn horses. That's got me tripping over horses, and I'm an animal lover. I love animals. I try not to even step on ants. So this isn't coming from a place of insensitivity or whatever word I'm trying to pull out of the sky. This is coming from there's a bigger picture behind this. Pretty soon. If not now, now all the parades are just going to start following suit and be shitty, and there's just going to be a bunch of shitty bands that all play the same songs and the same, same cheerleaders that do the same corny fucking, Can we change, can you fucking cheerleaders turn it up a notch? It's the same shit that was going on when I was in high school back in the 90s. Then you dummies at Downey take out the best fucking groups, those black people. They were the best. They had the fucking whole parade going. This was a stale parade, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. So I won't be back next year, Downey. So the economy. Let's move on to something that doesn't piss me off. So the Dow hit 24,000 this week.
Woohoo!
Bitcoin was the talk of the week. And before I talk about the economy, let me talk about Bitcoin really quick. Cryptocurrency.
Boring.
When did all you idiots become experts on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency? But you read an article on last Wednesday, and now you're all of a sudden a Bitcoin expert. I have whores on my Instagram talking about, oh, maybe I should invest in Bitcoin. You know how many dicks you gotta suck to buy one Bitcoin hooker? Please. I have fucking guys who work at Burger King talking about, oh, maybe I need to look into this Bitcoin thing. Society is so retarded. We're going backwards. We're gonna be so dumb, and I'll be long gone in 60, 70 years. But God, in 100 years, we're gonna be dumb. Society's gonna be dumb. Men are turning into pussies. Society's turning into pussies. The average man from 1955 would whoop the shit out of the average man from 2017. Yeah, the man from 2017. Yeah, him and his fucking jiu-jitsu UFC that he goes to 3 days a week and all that, he would still beat his ass. 1955 male would whoop the 2017 male's ass in a heartbeat. You're fucking retarded, man. So weak. And I blame, of course, all the single parents from my generation who didn't need no man. Yeah. Now, those people, us, my generation, are having kids, and they're raising them to be little pussies. We're going backwards, gang. And that dancing horse thing, that dancing horse thing was a perfect example of us going backward in society. Thank you, Downey. Fuck, how the fuck did I get back to Downey? Oh, you guys, that just pissed me off. Let's talk about the economy. Things are looking good. The economy has literally, in some words, according to what source you read, according to some words, the economy is doing better than it's ever done. The economy is doing better than it's done in a very long time. Does that mean that President Trump is a success? Or he is succeeding in what he is doing? Does that mean that? I'm just asking. I'm just throwing the question out there. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. Well, I'll tell you now. No, I think Trump has very little to do with it. But I'm sure if Obama were in office or some Democrat were in office, then they'd be getting all the praises in the world for the economy being better than it's been forever. But you'll never hear Donald Trump get any praises for that. Just like that piece of shit Ball family, LeVar Ball and all those balls, fucking balls, ball sack family. Talking trash about the man who got his kid out of doing 10 years in a Chinese prison. Mr. Ball, you should be sending your wife to the White House every Thursday to give Donald Trump a hand job for what he did. Just Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He deserves a tug job for getting your piece of shit son out of a sticky situation in a country that wouldn't have gave a fuck about him if he didn't have millions of dollars and know the president. But is it Trump? Is Trump responsible for our economy being the best that it's ever been? You'll never hear that. You'll never hear anyone give him props for that. But I don't know. How's your portfolio doing, huh? Have you seen a few extra bucks lately? I hope you have. I hope you invest. It's never too late to invest. Never too late to invest. So we'll see where this goes. As I said in my last show, Donald Trump will be reelected again simply because he lacks common sense. And so does most of America, and that's why he'll be president again. He will run a full 8 years. Oh yeah, he will. You just watch, gang. And all you need to do is just worry about your life. You, don't worry about anyone else. Don't put yourself in a stupid group or anything. You worry about your life, and I guarantee if you just focus on your life over the next 7-8 years, you will do just fine, and you will not give a fuck who is in power in the White House. It just won't matter to you because you're too busy making money. It's not gonna matter to you. I don't have too much to chat about. I just needed to get that Downey thing off my chest. Not a good look, Downey. And please, if you are in a city that does something like this, call them out. Just like Garrick said, sometime we gotta tell these assholes no. Sometime we gotta tell these pussies no. No, no, no. Sit down and be quiet. Until then, the minority, meaning the little pussies and bitches, they are going to run the asylum. They're going to run everything. While the majority normal people, us, are going to have to bow down and listen and follow rule that only a couple people put in place because they complained. A couple people running the majority? That doesn't sound like the capitalist United States nation that our forefathers found 200 and some odd years ago. That doesn't sound like that. No, quite the contrary. That sounds like a little short man in Europe who decided one day, I want to take over the fucking world. And he fixed his little black mustache, fixed his suit with his swastika. And he went, and he tried. And it was just him making the rules. This is everything we left the queen for in 17, whenever we got here. This is everything we left England for. And now we're getting right back to it. We're going backwards, gang. Screw you, Downey Parade. I'm very upset at you guys for doing this. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Have a great night, everyone else, except for the people who voted to have the dancing horses taken out of the Christmas parade. I hope you get a bad night's sleep tonight. I hope you get up in the middle of the night, and I hope you stub your little pinky toe on the corner of the bed for taking my dancing horses out of the parade. Thanks for fucking up one more thing about Christmas, Downey, California. Have a safe night, Uncle Tom Show. Hashtag Uncle Tom Show anywhere. Hashtag Uncle Tom Show. Uncle Tom Show on Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. Tune in wherever fine podcasts can be heard. Please follow me on YouTube. Uncle Tom Show on YouTube. I'll talk to you soon. Have a great night. And remember, work hard. Because millions of people on welfare depend on you.
On the first day of Christmas, my vieja gave to me a Chinese 64 Chevy.
Right.
On the second day of Christmas, my vieja gave to me two panel 10s and a Chinese 64 Chevy. On the third day of Christmas, my vieja gave to me three khaki pants, two panel 10s and a Chinese 64 Chevy. On the fourth day of Christmas, my vieja gave to me four cans of starch, three khaki pants, two panel tents, and a Chinese 64 Chevy. On the fifth day of Christmas, my vieja gave to me five tamales, four cans of starch, three khaki pants, two panel tents, and a Chinese 64 Chevy. On the sixth day of Christmas, my vieja gave to me six cold cervezas, five tamales, four cans of starch, three khaki pants, two panel tents, and a Chinese 64 Chevy. On the seventh day of Christmas, my vieja gave to me seven shots of tequila, six cold cervezas, five cans of starch, three khaki pants, two panel tents, and a Chinese 64 Chevy. On the eighth day of Christmas, my vieja gave to me.
Hurry it up, man.
Hurry up.
I can do this, loco.
Go for the big finish.
12 cars are hopping, 11 rucas dancing, 10 cholos sagging, 9 bowls of menudo, 8 homies tagging, 7 shots of tequila, 6 cold cerveza,
5 tamales,
4 cans of starch, 3 khaki pants,